friends. I'm Danielle Young.
And I'm Tyrone Young.
We're helping other people excel through conversations on the Word of God.
And no matter how hard life gets,
no matter how many mistakes we've made,
no matter how broken our lives seem to be,
we can have a new beginning if we put our faith in Jesus Christ.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, friends. Welcome to our show. Merry Christmas Eve. Wow, we are here on the evening before Christmas. My goodness, time has definitely been flying. But we want to welcome you to A Dose of Hope right here on WWDB 860 AM on your dial. We want to thank you for joining us for this episode of A Dose of Hope, our Christmas Eve edition, our Christmas edition. And of course, you know always that it is our prayer that during our time together, you will feel inspired, motivated, and hopeful from our conversations on the Word of God and the music that we play. It is me. It's your girl. It is your sister. It is your friend. I am Danielle Young, the host of A Dose of Hope. And beside me is my life partner, my love, my best friend, my guy, my awesome co-host, my husband, Tyrone. And I will let him bring you greetings at this time.
Yes. Good evening, everyone. Season's greetings. Merry Christmas to all. Thank you for joining us.
Yes. Yes, husband. Wow. This time is been flying. We're at the very end of the year, and this is a special time of the year where we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we are so excited for this season. We've been walking through Advent, which it means the coming. We've talked about that, and we're in the last week of Advent. Yes. The theme for this week is love.
That's
and
right.
We know that this season is motivated by love. As a matter of fact, we know God is love.
Yes.
Because the scripture in John 3:16, probably one of the first scriptures we learned, it was
yes.
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whosoever believeth should not perish, but have life eternal with the Father. And I want to say today, I'm proudly proclaiming, I'm a whosoever.
Yes.
One day I decided to put my faith in the Lord, and I've come too far to turn back now. So we
Amen.
Thank and praise our God
yes.
for this season of celebration about what the Lord has done for us. But before we get into our show, we're going to do our this or that, our fun little activity that we always do together. So husband, what are we doing today?
We, in the spirit of the season, we're going to say gift bag or wrapping paper.
Okay, that's okay. All right. I got two answers.
Okay.
If as a gift, I'm doing the gift bag. I'm lazy. I'm a lazy gifter. I want a beautiful gift, but I don't feel like wrapping it. I used to love to wrap and be all neat and pristine, but right about now, I'm putting it in a gorgeous decorative
there
gift bag. They did the work for me. I'm gonna all put right. some of that tissue. I'm not even good with the tissue paper. I struggle with that, but I'm gonna say gift bag. But if it's a gift coming to me, I'm not opposed to rapping. Hint, hint, hint.
Okay.
Because that's the excitement, the buildup, the anticipation of getting that wrapping paper off and you know, seeing what the wonderful present is inside. But I'll take either. Hint, hint, hint.
Okay.
Gift bag or wrapping paper.
Gotcha.
I'm just messing with you. But yeah, either one. I'm good with either one. How about you?
So I'm going to say wrapping paper because I like the artsy part of wrapping and making sure, like you said, everything looks nice and neat and pristine. So I like wrapping paper.
All right. Very nice. Very nice. Well, this is the season where we do give gifts to one another. And so it is our hope and our prayer that as we're giving our gifts, putting gifts under the tree, we do not forget to tell those who do not know the Lord as their personal Savior to give them that gift of Jesus and salvation. Well, our show's a little different today. We're going to do some reading. We're going to do some music. And so we hope you will enjoy our presentation, our interpretation of the celebration of the birth of our Lord and Savior. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
boy to the mighty king.
Shouting through the dark,
crying, holy,
holy. Such a sacrifice, such a precious gift.
And we're back, and we thank you for staying with us. And if you're just joining us, I'm Danielle Young, the host of A Dose of Hope, and I have my husband here with us, and we're celebrating this episode. We're celebrating the season. We're celebrating Jesus. We're celebrating Christmas, and we're so glad that you're here to celebrate with us. And so we're going to do things a little differently. We're going to do some readings. We're going to do some music, and we hope that you will enjoy. This is a worship experience. Yeah. And so we invite you to worship right along with us as we read about the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
And our reading is, the angel Gabriel proclaimed to Zechariah that his son, John the Baptist, would prepare people for the coming of Jesus. Many of the people of Israel will he bring back to the Lord their God, and he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah, turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, and to the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And that's Luke 1, chapter 1, verse 16 and 17.
The angel Gabriel proclaimed to the Virgin Mary that she would give birth to the Savior Jesus, saying, you will be with child and give birth to the Son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. Luke 1, 31 through 33.
Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist, proclaimed that Mary carried the Lord in her womb, even before his birth. John the Baptist was made a unique proclamation about Jesus by leaping in his mother's womb. When Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit in a loud voice, she exclaimed, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And that's Luke 1. Verses 41 through 44.
Mary proclaimed the great thing God has done in choosing her to give birth to Jesus. And Mary said, my soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. Luke 1, 46 through 49.
Zechariah, father of John the Baptist, proclaimed his praise that Jesus would be the Redeemer and Savior. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come and has redeemed his people. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said throughout his holy prophets of long ago. And that's Luke 1, verses 68 through 70.
An angel proclaimed to Joseph that Jesus was conceived from the Holy Spirit and would save his people, saying, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Matthew chapter 1, 20 through 21.
Over 700 years before Christ, the prophet Isaiah proclaimed that the Holy One of Israel would one day be among the people. Let us sing for joy that Jesus did indeed come to live with man. Shout aloud and sing for joy, people of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel among you. Isaiah 12, chapter verse 6.
And so, beloved, with all the proclamations that went on during those times, our proclamation to you is this. This Christmas, let's proclaim the incredible truth that through Jesus, we have received the greatest gift of all. It does not matter what we've done, where we've been, or how we think about ourselves. Here's the gift. We are forgiven and no longer have to carry the weight of paying for our own sin and failure. We can walk confidently in the freedom of knowing that Jesus has broken the rule of sin and death of our lives and delivered us from a debt we could never pay. That's a reason to celebrate. And so, beloved, this Christmas, let's remember that we don't have to face life alone. Spend time connecting and getting honest with Jesus, our wonderful counselor. Seek him in God's word and rest assured that he is faithful and will draw near to you. There's no answer that can't be found in Jesus. This Christmas, let's consider the power we have through Jesus, that he gave us eternal life through the sacrifice he made for us on Calvary. But we know that it did not end there, because early on the Thursday morning, he got up, and he got up with all power and authority in his hand. And the same power that raised him from the dead is alive in us today. Glory be to God. God not only wants to move powerfully in your lives, in our lives, but he also wants to move powerfully through us to reach others. That's important. Thanks be to God that his mighty power is at work within us. And beloved, this Christmas, be encouraged to know that our Father is everlasting to everlasting. In James 1, it says, whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God our Father. In him we have hope. In him we have healing. In him we have the promise of his care forevermore. And so, beloved, this Christmas, let us remember the freedom and peace we have available in Jesus. Though we all will face difficult circumstances at one point or another in our lives, it is through his lordship we have access to rest and a peace that surpasses all understanding, anything that we could achieve for ourselves. And beloved, this Christmas, remember that Jesus is our good shepherd. In him we find provision, eternal life, and the promise that no one can snatch us from the safety of his care. He is our all in all, and we could rest assured that he's going to lead us to green pastures, to good pastures. This Christmas, allow the power of the gifts God set in motion a long time ago to resonate in your heart, whether you're celebrating over gifts and dinner with loved ones, or if you find yourself in a place of mourning. You can know that Emmanuel, that means God with us, has come for you. He came to live in your heart through the everlasting power of his Holy Spirit. The gift of Christmas was meant for you and for me. And beloved, I want you to know Jesus is always with you. And so we wish you, from our home to yours, from our family to yours, we want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We thank God for you. Yes. You are a gift to us. Yes. You meet us here week after week, Tuesday after Tuesday, and we do not take that for granted. We pray God's blessings upon you and your family, and we would be remiss if we did not extend the opportunity at this time. What a befitting time. This is a perfect time to accept Jesus as your Savior. And it's as easy as ABC. A, admit. Be, believe, see, confess, and choose Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And if you do those things and pray and ask the Lord to forgive you and invite him into your heart, guess what, beloved? You are saved. Hallelujah. The heavens are rejoicing. We are rejoicing, and we encourage you to get connected to a Bible teaching, Bible believing church to grow in community one with another. Well, thank you so much for joining us. That's our show for today. Again, we wish you all a Merry Christmas. We thank God for you, and we would never leave without praying for you and your family.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.
Awesome. Be blessed, be safe, be well. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas. Take care.